Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dan Olin and Best Life Church. Our desire is for Holy Spirit to open up your vantage points to heaven's perspectives and experience living God in real time. Father really does think you're amazing. Enjoy the message.
So somebody mentioned a foundational principle of authentic community is live in awe of Him as the biggest one in the room. Amen. Notice this verse that backs this up, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 says, "For he is the head of his body, which is the church, and since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, he must always be embraced." Everybody say always.
Always.
"As the most exalted one, holding first place in everything," especially opinion. Hey, there it is. "For God is satisfied to have all his perfection dwell in Christ." See, everywhere we turn in the New Testament, he's the biggest one in the room. Notice what Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12 says. By the way, unless I say otherwise, every verse I read is out of the Passion Translation. How many have one of those yet? I think in June he's coming out with 1st and 2nd Corinthians and a few others. So he's just about got the whole New Testament. But you say, "Pastor, why do you read out of the Passion Translation? Why don't you read out of something like the NASB or the King James Version or the NIV or something like that?" Because I think we need to have a new thought. Because I don't know about you, I read a translation so many times, I can finish the verse before I get to the end of the verse. And sometimes I miss things because I can finish the verse and it's already in my thought process. And maybe there's some other things the Holy Spirit wants to bring out. What I love about the Passion Translation is the fact that the writer brought things out from the Aramaic translation, which, I mean, you know, that was the language that Jesus spoke. And the thing that I love about the Passion Translation is when you get to the end of each chapter, there's boatloads of notes and footnotes about what went on in that chapter. Aramaic words explained, compared with the Greek words, compared with the Hebrew words. It's just fantastic. So if you get a chance, I mean, the Kindle version is the cheapest because you can just download it and you don't need any paper. I like that one too just because you can highlight stuff. So there's my shameless plug for the Passion Translation. Proverbs 16, verse 2, speaking of the biggest one in the room, says this: "We are all in love with our own opinions, convinced they're correct. But the Lord is in the midst of us, testing and probing our every motive." So we can have conversations with people, and what we're saying sounds really great. The only challenge is the Lord really knows the back scenes of the whole deal and knows why you're saying it. So being in awe of him, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23, I love this. It says, "When you live a life of abandoned love," everybody say abandoned love, "surrendered before the awe of God, here's what you'll experience: abundant life, continual protection, and complete satisfaction." And then if we jump over to Proverbs 14, verse 26, it says, "Confidence and strength flood the hearts of the lovers of God." How many lovers of God we got in here? "Confidence and strength flood the hearts of the lovers of God who live in awe of Him, and their devotion provides their children with a place of shelter and security." That last statement is really amazing. Because parents, we don't really think about that. I know I never did. You just kind of grow the kids up and hope they turn out okay. But you don't realize that all the whole time you invested your life in loving Him, you're creating a canopy of protection for your kids. I thank God that my children never grew up and were addicted to drugs. It wasn't anything I did personally, I can tell you that. But we love God. And it always gives them something to go back to. You know? My parents may not have done what they would consider very much right, but one thing they did do is they did do what loving God looks like. At least the best they knew. So when the Bible says, "Raise up a child in the way he'll go, and when he's old he won't depart from it," it's actually saying this: raise them up in their bend. But in order to raise them up in their bend, you got to be walking with God so you know what their bend is. Remember this thought we had last week? or not last week, the week before last, and the week before last. Our connection with Him will always be reflected by our connection with each other. We saw that in the letter of 1 John. And really, folks, if you read 1 John, and you'll see that in there, you know, those that say they're walking in the light will walk in the light as He's walking in the light in that moment. We're going to say in that moment. Because if we say He's alive and we say He's here, then if He's walking in the light in that moment and we say we're in the light, then we'll act, we'll speak, and we'll say exactly what He would be in that situation, what He is saying. So in any scenario where we diverge from that, you can no longer say I'm walking in the light. Because He never ceases walking in the light. And if that wouldn't come out of Him, then you're not walking where He's walking. See, there's just no way to con this thing. I love that about Holy Spirit. There's just no way. I mean, only religion can make it complicated to where you can live it behind the shadows of your mind. When you peel all that back, Holy Spirit, there's just no way you can con this thing. It's just, it is. And you're either walking in the light or you're not walking in the light in any moment in time. And John is simply saying, look, my desire for you is that you have the same level of fellowship that we're having. The things that I heard when He was here, I'm still hearing. The things that I saw when He was here, I'm still seeing. And my desire, the reason I'm telling you all these things is because I want to bring you to the place where you're having the same level of fellowship. And oh, by the way, if you say you're walking in the light, but you hate your brother, you're not. I read this quote. Having a deep relationship with God that includes seeing what's on the screen. Let's try it again. Really? Don't play with me. Having a deep relationship with God that includes authentic friendship. How many are pursuing a deep relationship with God that includes authentic friendship? Then what that will look like is you will create that kind of relationship and friendship with other people. Because why? Because our connection with Him will always be reflected by our connection with each other. Let's just put it in another light. How many have ever met a Christian who all they could say was what was wrong with everybody else? Then what they're essentially saying to you is that's the relationship they're saying they have with Father. Because they're also going to tell you they live connected. The problem with that is that's not the relationship Father has with His kids. So when we start living in these environments where everyone else is always the problem, we might as well just own it. You're not living connected because that's not the kind of relationship Father has with you. When you get around Him, He doesn't say, you're the problem, not me. You're the problem. You're the problem. So it's either one of two things. Either we're not living connected and we're trying to con people that we are, or we're saying Father's that way, because there's no way you can have that vantage point towards others and say you're connected because you're not. These are the kind of things that John was dealing with in 1 John. We can't say that you're in the light, but yet this is how you see people. This is how you look at people. This is your vantage point. Because whatever relationship you have with Him is exactly what will flow out of you and you'll recreate for somebody else. Does that make sense? You know, to some people that might be dangerous. They might say, I don't like that. But I actually like that because then it keeps us honest. It keeps us honest, and then also, folks, it helps us recognize immaturity and we don't have to get offended when somebody says something that hits you sideways. Because you just understand they're just not living connected. They don't know what they're doing. Or as we said a few weeks ago, you just, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. So that leads us to this principle. Create an environment for others. Create the environment for others when you're with them that He creates for you when you're with Him. Everybody say that. Create the environment for others when you're with them that He creates for you when you're with Him. Let's say it one more time. Create the environment for others when you're with them that He creates for you when you're with Him. Things tend to get real authentic real quick if we live by this principle. We'll pursue Him for authentic community. We'll pursue Him. We'll set aside all the religious framework and all the religious ideas and all that religious junk that has contaminated your understanding of Him. You'll lay it aside real quick and you'll pursue Him directly because you want to know Him and the glory of His resurrection. Because you'll understand that whatever environment you experience in His presence, you'll turn around and create that for somebody else. So let's go ahead, since that's the principle, let's go ahead and let's create the best one. Let's get all the religious junk between us and Him and say, and if you have to go back to, Father, I'm so sorry, I don't have a clue who you are. I know who I've been taught you are, but I don't know who you are. I've read 87 books, 365 messages, 4,627 DVDs, And I still don't know who you are. So help me. I want to know who you are. And I want to hang out with you every day. And if I spend time in the Word, just help unravel all this stuff. I heard somebody say this. It's so cool. Out of the mouth of babes. It was a teenage girl, and I misquoted her real bad, but basically she said this. She didn't know how else to explain what God had done in her life through an individual. And she said to him, she said, you know, listening to you just has completely unraveled me from ever and raveled me all up with Him. I want to live a life raveled up with Him. You know? So let's create part of authentic community. A, He's the biggest one in the room. Be in awe of Him. He never ceases to be the biggest one in the room. In fact, acknowledge that He's in the room. And then secondly, let's create the environment for others when we're with them that He creates for you when you're with Him. Amen? Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Our prayers that you would be filled, overflowing with the revelation of God's pleasure over your life. See, when we hang out with Him, His pleasure over your life flows over you. So what else would be produced in the life of someone else when they're with you than your pleasure over them in their life? Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, your spiritual roots go deeply into His life. Everybody say His life. As you are continually infused with strength and encouraged in every way. So let me ask you, when you're with Him, you're infused with strength and encouraged. What else would be produced in the life of someone else if they hung around you? The same thing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. But we receive directly from Him, and His life supplies vitality into every part of His body through the joining. Everybody say through the joining. Through the joining ligaments connecting us all as one. We receive directly from Him as His life supplies vitality into every part of His body. How many people are in His body right now? If you're in His body, raise your hand. So this verse is saying that His life supplies vitality into every one of you through the joining ligaments connecting you all to one another. A lot of verses today. Romans 15, verse 5 says, now may the God of endurance and comfort grace you or empower you with unity among who? Yourselves. Flows from what? Relationship with Jesus. Then look at verse 7. You will bring God glory when you accept and welcome one another. Notice the result of endurance and comfort empowering you with unity among yourselves, which flows from your relationship with Him. You will bring God glory when you accept and welcome one another as what? As partner. Look to the person to your right and to your left and say, hello, partner. If you're married, you better be saying that. Romans 15, 17. It's through my union with Jesus Christ that I enjoy an enthusiasm and confidence. Everybody say enthusiasm and confidence. How many know, and this might be a deep subject for some of you, but how many know that Jesus doesn't get depressed? He doesn't get depressed. And so this is saying that through my union with Him, I enjoy the same mindset and outlook that He has. Enthusiasm and confidence. How many know He's not real depressed by what's going on in the world? In fact, it's funny, in two different places, the Spirit of God says that the darkness is passing away and the light is getting brighter. How come we don't say that? We're too busy talking about how bad it's getting, how it's getting worse and worse. And then we'll quote, sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But we didn't read the last part of the verse. His presence and power much more abounds. That's why John said the darkness is passing away and the light is getting brighter and brighter. What's true in Him is also true in you. So now you're fused together with Him. Your reality is His reality. Anything else, you're simply telling on yourself that you're not living connected. There's no way to con this thing. There's just no way. Principle is this. Paying attention. The principle is this. You are built up in your relationship with Him so that you can build somebody else up. What's that little? I don't really care about an acronym, but I couldn't think of anything to make it stick in your head. So this is just crazy enough for you to remember. Everybody read that last thing. What did that last thing say? Boo-da-boo. Everybody say that. Boo to boo. Not booty. Boo to boo. I made that mistake saying that one time in church, and I never lived it down. You're not supposed to remember sins. Anyway, what is that saying? It means you are built up to build somebody else up. You will notice in your New Testament that the same thing that you receive in the presence of Him, the Spirit of God turns around in the letters of Paul and shows you that this is exactly what you are to duplicate in somebody else's life. Watch this. Now there is nothing between you and Father God, for He sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. Is that true? Well, it better be, because that's the scripture. I don't know which one it is, because it didn't show up on my screen for some reason. But it's somewhere. That's great. I'll have to remember that next time. But it's somewhere in your New Testament. That now there is nothing between you and Father God, for He sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. Oh, that's Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. So the second part of that is this. Continue to advance in faith, assured, if I say assured, of a firm foundation. Why are you assured of a firm foundation? Because He sees you holy, flawless, and restored. Notice that the environment that He produces for you creates an environment and a foundation from which you grow from. So He builds you up, right? Romans chapter 14, verse 19. It says, make it your top priority to live a life of peace with harmony in your relationships. Eagerly seeking, everybody say eagerly.
Eagerly.
Say it like you mean it. Eagerly.
Eagerly.
Eagerly seeking to strengthen and encourage one another. How come? Because He sees you holy, flawless, and restored, and that's created an assured and firm foundation for you to grow from. So if He's created that environment for you, see, this is why it's so important for us. We can't live on autopilot. We have to live connected with Him all the time. And this is why, this is why I say things like, not your concept of Him. Because how many know our concepts of Him can be kind of goofed up? And unfortunately, the principle still holds true. Whatever we see our relationship with Him is, that's what we try to produce in everybody else's life. So if you see Him as a rigid, demanding, and, live by the letter of the law type of person, then you're going to turn around and create that environment for everybody else. And you know what they're going to do? I was reminded of a line in a movie. It went something like this. Run, Forrest! That's what they're going to do. So if He's created, if He sees you holy and flawless and restored, and that's for you, that's created a assured and firm foundation from which you grow from, then what His desire is for you to make it a top priority to live a life of peace and harmony in your relationships, eagerly seeking to strengthen and encourage one another. Now watch this, Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Patiently embrace others in their immaturity. Our goal, everybody say our goal, must be to empower others to do what's right and good for them, and to bring them into spiritual maturity. Why? What does that look like? It looks like the same thing that Father did for you. Romans 16, verses 19 and 20. I love this verse. It's awesome. Become scholars of all that is good and beautiful, and stay pure and innocent when it comes to evil. Now you say, well, I do. I don't smoke, I don't cuss, I don't drink, and I don't chew. Okay, but what's going on through you, in your ears when you think about people around you? Moving right along. He says, become scholars of all that is good and beautiful and stay pure and innocent when it comes to evil. Verse 20. And the God of peace will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp. I must have put you guys to sleep. That's like the best verse ever. And the God of peace will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp. That gave me all kinds of cool images. Notice what this says in Proverbs 15:30. I want to just say this. If you don't get any other book of the Passion Translation, go by Proverbs. And then you can read with me every day. You can read with me. Not that I'm going to call you up and read over the phone, but you can read with me every day a chapter in the book of Proverbs in the Passion Translation. Fantastic. I went through Proverbs years ago, and I divided every single scripture. This is a short commercial. And now a word from our sponsors. I divided every single scripture from Proverbs up into the category of subject that it fell under. I have all these books in my computer. I've never published any of them. But I found it was so fascinating that because Proverbs deals with like six different things. And if you put all the verses together, it's like, you just, like any subject you wanted wisdom on, you just go to that subject and there's the verses. But anyway, the Passion Translation. Eyes that focus on what is beautiful bring joy to the heart, and hearing a good report refreshes and strengthens the inner being. How many like their inner being strengthened? Not your inner child, your inner being. You like that strengthened. Eyes that focus on what is beautiful bring joy to the heart, and hearing a good report refreshes and strengthens the inner being. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but how many in the last week got a text with encouragement? You know who you are. How did that make you feel? You know, we always complain about technology, but really, texting is the coolest thing ever. What about in a culture? What if we as a culture, because we all spend time with the Lord, right? Everybody do this. Yeah! Then you get things when you're there. What about the next time you spend time with them and you get something, ask the Lord, and who can I encourage with this? And then go fire it off in a text. What if we create an environment, no matter how big this church got, that every time we all spent time with Him and He gave us something that was encouraging, we fired it off in a text to somebody in the church? What do you think that would do? I think it would boo to boo. I just want to hear you say it one more time. Just boo to boo. One person said, y'all are not playing along. Yeah, that word sounds weird in my mouth. You're built up to build up. Because that's what developing authentic community is all about. Now, I was going to get off into some discussions this week, but I think we'll hold them off till next week. Because I think we got enough to chew on. Principle of the week. I feel like one of those elementary schools, you know, they put the little word for the week. Principle for the week is that He builds you up so that you just turn around and go build somebody else. Whatever environment He produces for you, you go produce that environment for somebody else. Let's say this one more time. Create the environment for others. Everybody, come on. Create the environment for others when you're with them that He creates for you when you're with Him. Let's ride that horse this week and see how she fares. Amen? Amen. Everybody stand up. I don't want any testimonies next week.
Well, I rode that horse, Pastor, and he tried to jump over a wall and I fell off.
This horse will not buck you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just thank You and praise You. We love You. We love You for Your presence and we love You for Your wisdom. You're just so awesome. And Father, thank You for making this thing so simple that we can all get it. It's so amazing of a principle for a human being that whatever concept they have of a God, that's what they reproduce in the life of someone else. It's going on right now all over the world. And I love it, Father, because not that we're just going to try to be good people, but what follows Your nature is Your power. So You're not just asking us to put on a form of goodness. You're simply asking us to reproduce what You've reproduced in us. Because Your Holy Spirit has already said, as You are right now, so are we in this world. So thank You for taking it out of the complex and making it simple. And thank You for supernatural wisdom and revelation that flows unhindered from heaven to show us in every aspect and every opportunity that there arises how to reproduce in someone's life the environment that You've put us in with You. And I thank You for creating authentic community here. Whatever it looks like, we just say, have Your way and let's go for it.
Thank you for listening. For service times and other event information, visit www.bestlifechurch.org.